Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again for our online audience, as well as those tuning in on Atlanta's 106 Live Radio, as well as those tuning in our home state of Mississippi at 94.1 FM. We're glad you all could join us once again. Dele, Trey, and Eric of the group Meant to Be are next with us in the next segment. We're going to talk to them not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it with all of you. They have a single that you guys have probably already heard called No Ring, but you guys will be hearing it here on our program, as well as finding out how you can stay connected with the guys and make sure you're supporting them as well. Guys, hello to you and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, thank you very much. How are you?
Hey, doing really good. Glad you guys could take out the time. I know this is a busy time for you guys. First of all, congratulations to you on the single No Ring. As I said, we'll be hearing that a little bit later. Dele, I want to start with you, though. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way that the fans have been responding to the music?
I mean, it's really nice, man, to see that people are really gravitating to what we're doing, you know. I mean, We pride ourselves in just making songs that people in the community and people around us can relate to. And so, man, it's been really great hearing what people's responses are and seeing people gravitate and grab a hold of it and do things with it.
Exactly. Eric, you know, one of the things that I noticed with the single, and I think our listeners will appreciate this too, is that it's definitely a song that people will be able to dance with. So, of course, the clubs will love it. But also, I think it's also a fun song. Do you think it's a great indicator of the type of music that Meant to Be is doing?
Yeah. We like to be versatile. We try to actually really show our personality in our music. So when we're making our music, we're thinking of situations. We're thinking of our vibes, where we are when we're doing it, and we want to, you know, we have fun doing it, and we really want to convey that same feeling to our fans.
Right, and I think that definitely comes through for sure. So for you, I mean, Trey, I mean, as you kind of reflect back on the journey of Meant to Be, I mean, what has it been like for you to see where you all have come from and where you are today, the way that you have fans, not only that come out to meet you face-to-face, but also the massive audience you guys have amassed online?
Oh, man, it feels great. It's just been an incredible journey. Of course, you know, like we always tell ourselves, we're nowhere near where we want to be yet. No, we want to be on that Billboard stage like last night. You know, or something like that. But it's been a great journey, you know, and it makes us proud, you know, to come from, you know, writing songs, you know, and making beats with our hands and, you know, just doing whatever we could to get by, you know, in college and doing everything, and especially getting to grow and learn with my brothers. You know, like I said, we've all been, you know, we were close, you know, we're like family. So it's been a great journey, and I'm proud just to see, you know, all of us, you know, come from where we were to where we're at now and where we can go.
Exactly right, and there's definitely the sky's the limit. So Dele, take us back a little bit. I mean, when did you first realize that music is something that you wanted to do?
Oh, man, I mean, I could say this for all of us. We all grew up in a household full of music, so, I mean, I guess you could say I didn't really know, but, I mean, I love music so much, and, you know, from watching videos with my sister and my parents growing up and listening to my uncles play music, we just having fun in the house, and then my first talent show, and I saw the response I got, and I was like, I mean, we used to get that response in classes when we were, like Trey said, banging on tables and making beats and singing stuff of that nature. But then from that point on, that talent show, I knew that's something I wanted to do, which is probably like the fifth grade.
Wow. Wow. So Trey, I mean, what about the confidence? Because that's one thing that also comes through at a song like, you know, like No Ring. I mean, you guys definitely have the confidence. I mean, is that something that's evolved as your career has evolved? Or have you always had the confidence not only in your ability as a songwriter, but also, of course, as an entertainer as well?
I think, honestly, the confidence comes from, I think, kind of all aspects of life for us. We all grew up playing sports, you know, and then we all grew up, you know, wanting to talk to girls all the time, you know, so the confidence comes with that, too. And then it also comes from our parents and our family, you know, like, even if we got on stage, you know, there been, you know, early on when we didn't get the response we wanted from the fans, you know, like, there'd always be our friends and our family off stage saying, hey, you know, no problem, get back out there, you know, do it again. We got a great support system. I think all of that, you know, instilled the confidence in us to be able to take a run at this music thing. Because, like everybody said, artists are sensitive because, what you're doing, you're creating a song, you're creating something and putting it out there in the universe. And if somebody doesn't like it, yeah, I mean, sometimes it can, you know, can kind of hurt your feelings. But, you know, I think that we recognize that we do whatever we can to make the best music possible. And, you know, and if people like it, they like it, you know. And fortunately, right, we've been blessed to have people, you know, rock with us.
Exactly, and I think that's definitely been showing itself. Eric, I wanted to ask you about the importance of being individuals, because that's another thing that comes across. I think as I was reading the article on thisis50.com, you know, one of the things that comes across is you guys are, even though you are brothers, you are in this thing together, you are individuals. How important has that been for you in setting yourselves apart from others out there, to be able to be true to yourself along this journey?
Well, And that's exactly what we are. We definitely are individuals. We all have our own style. We all kind of have our own likes. And it just, I mean, you know, after working together for so long and being so close, we're still, to be able to still put our individuality, because every time you hear a song from Meant to Be, you know, Trey might have wrote the verse, or Deli might have wrote a verse, or I might have wrote a verse, or the hook, but we're able to actually collaborate all of that and show all of our personality in that song, and it's really what I think sets us apart, because, you know, Trey gives his opinion, I get my opinion, Deli gives his opinion, we find that happy medium, you know, so I think it's important that we, you know, always put our individuality in there, because it brings an actual one personality for the song.
Exactly, and that's what it's all about when it's part of a group. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live, where I'm speaking to the members of the group Meant to Be. Just heard there from Eric. We also have Trey and Deli joining us today. We're talking to them not only about their own love of music, but what it's been like for them to share that with the world. I want to talk more about the response. Trey, you referenced this earlier, so I'll start with you on this. I mean, when you hear the fans tell you how much they're appreciating a single like No Ring, I mean, does that make all the hard work worth it?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, when you hear us, like, what we do is we go in the studio, we might, you know, make four or five songs, you know, in a week or in a night, who knows? And then, you know, you'll know when you get that one song, because honestly, that hit, a lot of songwriters will say this, that hit song is normally written within like 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Because you know, you just feel it. And everybody's like, yeah, that's the one. So when you feel like, yeah, that's the one, then you put it out there and you put it on the radio and you know, social media, wherever you put it at, and people are responding, you know, oh, we love the song, we rock with the song, and the DJs are playing in clubs. You know, we go out of town, and then, you know, we go to a DJ, and we're like, hey, you know, we go up there, and, oh, what's up, y'all? Hey, I already got the single. It's already loaded up. You know, they already have the song. So that makes you feel good, makes you feel great. And, you know, the response has been crazy, like we said, and, you know, it's just the beginning. You know, it's only been out for a few months, and we just can't wait to see where the song actually goes from here.
Exactly. So, Eric, you know, Trey just mentioned the DJs, you know, and it's one thing to, you know, get the respect from the DJs and the crowd. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way that other artists have been supporting you guys, too?
Man, you know, we've had a broad range of responses from artists, man. We have the artists that, you know, hey, man, that's, you know, that sounds great, let me jump on it with you, too. Hey, man, that sounds perfect the way it is. You know, leave it alone. You know what I mean? So
right.
We've been getting a lot of support, because it really brings, I mean, we think that No Ring kind of, it brings something for the ladies. It brings something for the men. It brings, you know, something for the people that are riding. It brings something for the people that, you know, in the club having a good time. So a lot of artists, man, really been so in love for that song. So it's been a good experience.
Right. Deli, I wanted to ask you about the live experience. I can only imagine. I mean, it's one thing for our audience to be able to hear it on the radio as they're about to do. It has to be another thing for you guys to be performing that song. And one of the things I noticed that you all posted on Facebook is, you know, is you guys performing, and there's a picture of the crowd. What is that like for you to be up on that stage, Deli, and to feel that energy coming back up at you?
I mean, it takes you to a whole nother world. I mean, it makes you feel like you're a whole other person when you're on stage. I mean, compared to your everyday life, you get on stage and you get to connect with everybody in the crowd, and you see the happiness and joy of people singing along with your song. It's like I said, it just takes you to a different place. I mean, it's a great place, you know, so we pretty much enjoy every bit of it, you know.
Yeah. but it has to be a great thing to be able to experience. Again, everyone, I'm speaking to the guys of Meant to Be. You just heard there from Delhi. Also, we have Trey and Eric joining us today. We're talking to them not only about the group, but also what it's been like for them to do what they love. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about No Ring. I mean, how did this song, I know you said, I mean, the process is really quick, but how did this particular song come about?
Well, really, we had an idea of what type of song we wanted. We sat down with one of our producers, YC, you know, cut a classic. You know, he did his thing. Shout out to him. But we was kind of, you know, we kind of gave him a vibe of what we wanted. And like Trey said, you know, the best songs are the ones that come to you right away. So we sat in the studio. He played a couple beats. Was like, nah. So he went ahead and started one from scratch. And while he was making the beat, we was, you know, humming melodies. And the next thing you know, a hook was written. And then it kind of just all pieced itself together, man. It was real quick. It was a real cool vibe. And it was love, man. We felt it from beginning to end. So that's kind of how it worked out.
Well, you know what? For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your chance. Here is No Ring by the guys of Meant to Be. We'll be back with more of our conversation with the fellas right after this. Stay with us.
Cutter Classics.
So you're looking like a model,
girl. I see you over there,
and your style's so sweet, girl.
Is there a man out in your world?
And I'm creeping up behind you. You're grinding on my anaconda. I wanna see you work, girl.
I wanna see you work, girl.
So you got a boyfriend? Why you here alone if it ain't your husband? They got your ass on the floor. Tell me what you're drinking, and we can get you on. Cause you ain't got no business being here alone if you ain't got a ring on it, ring on it. If you ain't got a ring on it, ring on it.
Got my whole crew with me. And girl, you need a real one. You know you're fucking with a real one. You're now rocking with the best. Tattoos on my chest. And all my girls foreign. And they all drive foreign. No creeping up behind ya. You're grabbing on my anaconda. I wanna see you work, girl.
I wanna see you work.
You got a boyfriend. Why you here alone if it ain't your husband? They got your ass on the floor. Tell me what you're drinking, and we can get you on. Cause you ain't got no business being here alone if you ain't got a ring on it, ring on it. If you ain't got a ring on it, ring on it. If you ain't got a ring on it, ring on it.
Ring on it.
meant to be right here on Conversations Live for our online audience, as well as tuning in on Atlanta's 106 Live, as well as Mississippi's 94.1 FM. We're actually speaking with Deli, Trey, and Eric today of the group, talking with them not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it with all of you. We'll tell you here in just a moment how you can support that single. You know, Trey, I want to go to you for something else. One thing I noticed when I was prepping for the segment for you guys, you know, you guys are really building the brand. You have something special for the ladies, where, you know, letting them be able to show that they love you guys. I mean, what is it like for you to be able to expand out on the brand and to be able to not only do music, but also to have merchandise and other material for your fans to be able to enjoy?
It's been great. I think that's one of the things that is very prevalent in 2015. You know, I mean, we all know that music is music, but in 2015, you need something else. You know, you need a brand. So I think that us having the merchandise and us, you know, just having videos and Instagram and just things that show a personality is very important to what we do, and it brings people into the music as well. They might see a shirt that, you know, and oh, I like that, or some shorts, you know, or a girl's tank top. Oh, that's high. It would have our name on it. Then on the name, it have our website or our Twitter page. So that brings people to the music. So branding is everything. You know, I think like Diddy always says it all the time. You know, Diddy says the best. You know, you just got to brand yourself. You know, or what's Jay-Z's line? Deli, that he says, for Eric.
I'm not a businessman.
So that, yeah, that's kind of what we encompass as well.
Right, exactly. Eric, you know, I want to talk about that. You know, and Trey just mentioned, you know, Twitter. I mean, you guys, I mean, have a massive following on social media. I mean, do you think the key to that, because there are a lot of artists out there, do you think the key is that people can feel the authenticity coming from the group and they really do appreciate the music? Do you think that's why you guys have really been able to grow that audience?
Yes, I do, actually. I really think that it's that. It's our consistency. You know, we don't just write trendy songs. We try to write, you know, all different kind of songs that, you know, depending on our feeling at that time. We write from our experiences. We write from other people's experiences. We write when we're frustrated. We write when we, you know, kicking it. We write, you know what I mean? So
right.
I think it's I think that's what helps our fans and everybody relate to us and anxious to see more.
Right, right, and we definitely know there's more to come. So, Deli, last question for you before we let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you. I mean, when people hear the name Meant to Be, what do you want them to think about of you as a group?
I want them to think about good music that will last a long time. Just like they thought with all the past groups that are still standing, their names reside around till now, like Boyz II Men, even solo artists for Michael Jackson and stuff of that nature, songs that can help them get them through the good times, help them get through the bad times, you know, just pretty much, when I think Meant to Be, think that it's meant to be.
Right, exactly. Well, I think that's definitely it. And again, as you said, the longevity is definitely so important. Again, everyone, Deli, Trey, and Eric have been our guests today, the members of the group Meant to Be. Trey, how can our listeners stay connected with all of you guys, as well as, of course, be able to support the single No Ring?
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. First of all, you can get No Ring on iTunes. So just type in, No Ring. And the name of our group, of course, is Meant to Be. It's spelled M-E-A-N-T, the number 2, the letter B. That's M-E-A-N-T, the number 2, and the letter B. So you can catch on Twitter, at The Real Meant to Be. You can catch on Instagram, at The Real Meant to Be. On Facebook, you just search Meant to Be, like I spelled it, and you'll find us. It's facebook.com/MeantToBeMusic. Or you can hit us up online on our website, meanttobeonline.com, and pretty soon we'll have merchandise up there, you know, and you can buy the single. Actually, if you go to meanttobeonline.com, you can find us go everywhere. It has our Instagram link, Facebook link, Twitter link, iTunes link, all of it. So meanttobeonline.com, M-E-A-N-T, the number 2, letter B, online.com.
All right, so like a one-stop shop right there. So make sure you guys definitely head over there to meanttobeonline.com. Have to say a quick plug here, Trey, because one of our advertisers is Amazon. The single's on Amazon, too. So we definitely got to get Amazon up in there.
I have Amazon Prime. You know, I use that all the time.
Amazon is the business. So, okay, so make sure you guys head over to Amazon's or to the iWord that you heard Trey mention here. Make sure you guys go over there. Just wherever you guys get your music legally, you just make sure you're supporting No Ring. Again, that's by Meant to Be. Deli, Trey, Eric, thank you guys for stopping by. Really appreciate it. Continue blessings to you, man, and really looking forward to the next conversation for you guys.
Thank you. Oh, definitely. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate you having us, man.
Hey, glad to do it. All right, no problem. We thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great show here at Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with the guys, don't worry. If you're listening to us online, the link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free anytime you want, and then, of course, share it with your friends from there. If you're listening to us through Atlanta's 106 Live or Mississippi's WYED 94.1 FM, check with your local station to find out when the show will be re-airing for you guys. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.